Happy Friday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Friday, April 24th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, when does our jobless recovery theme stop being bullish for stocks? The answer is likely not anytime soon. There are several macro forces that must become consensus among global capital allocators before the market starts to price in the downside of the societal disruption from AI. Number one, our paradigm C, aka run it hot theme. Number two, our productivity boom theme. And number three, our source of funds theme. Currently, consensus real GDP growth expectations are way too low, which implies consensus sales and earnings growth expectations are too low as well. Lastly, the aggressive crowding back into AI providers and out of AI beneficiaries in recent weeks signals that consensus does not yet understand the paradigm shifting impact of the technology upon business operations outside of the tech sector. In our view, this is the next leg of the AI trade if when the Strait of Hormuz is reopened. And the reason we bring this up is because we got some strong support for our jobless recovery theme this morning with Meta Platforms and Microsoft pursuing workforce reduction initiatives impacting up to 23,000 roles. Meta is targeting a 10% reduction, roughly 8,000 employees, alongside eliminating 6,000 open positions. Woof, vanished just like that. Microsoft extended voluntary buyouts to thousands of US employees with roughly 7% of its workforce eligible for the offer. So riddle me this, if the companies selling us all the AI are now cutting their headcounts by, you know, somewhere between 7, 8 to 10% at a time, what does that signal about where the labor market might be in 1, 2, 3 years time? Work backwards from there. So as always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community here in our 42 macro dashboard. This one's titled Divergence Between Liquidity and Bitcoin. It says on today's macro minute, DD referenced the divergence between Bitcoin and liquidity. Does anyone remember what caused this divergence? So the first thing I'll say, just kind of taking it to a chart to give you an indication of this divergence, you know, you can very clearly see that over the past kind of 6 months or so, Bitcoin has materially diverged from our metric of global liquidity, which is not the same as what we've observed in the global equity market. We've obviously seen a massive divergence between Bitcoin and global equities. From our vantage point, I don't think we can know. We can only speculate as to what caused the divergence and what might cause it to end. But from our vantage point, what we were communicating to our members in recent weeks and over the past couple of months, which is, I think there's three things that you can sort of attribute this divergence to. Again, we don't know for sure, but in our vantage point, we think those three things are, number one, there was a lot of excess leverage being applied to the Bitcoin asset class when you consider the myriad of derivative products that Michael Saylor's firm Strategy applied to the asset class. And in my opinion, I think that just caused that you know, in the context of the risk-off market regime that eventually developed over the past over the past 6 months or so, and particularly the bearish crypto winter that developed in that time frame, I think a lot of that leverage essentially needed to get rinsed out, for lack of a better phrase. Number two, and this is a little bit more speculative than that, I think you have to think about the folks in Silicon Valley developing the AI, the folks in China, wherever China's version of Silicon Valley is, developing their AI. I think they're all smart enough to understand that the risk of some of these more powerful models poses to the Bitcoin blockchain. Obviously, Treasury Secretary Bessent and Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell convened a meeting of Wall Street bank CEOs to warn them about the risk of Anthropic's new Mythos model from the perspective of their security protocols. And so I think there's probably some folks in Silicon Valley and China's version of Silicon Valley that are developing the technology that are probably like, I don't know, guys. I don't want to risk it. So they probably cut their Bitcoin positions or their exposure to Bitcoin to some degree as a function of that. And then the third thing we would say, in terms of what potentially is contributing to this divergence between liquidity and Bitcoin, the third thing I would say is quantum computing. We all know quantum computing poses a massive security risk to every security protocol in the world. And so obviously the development of these recursive AI models that continue to get better faster, like Anthropic Mythos, these models are going to help accelerate the development of quantum computing and bring forward the timing of which we actually have live quantum computers running and impacting global financial markets. And so in my opinion, I think the confluence of those three things were contributing to this divergence between liquidity and Bitcoin. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our Macro Minute for Friday, April 24th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch you back here on Monday. Cheers. Have a great weekend.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.